Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it can happen that if you are romantically entangled with someone at work, it could get you in trouble. Some places actively discourage that sort of thing, especially if the employees also have partners at home. But is this any business of the employer at all? Julie Galbraith is head of employment at Evershed Sutherland Law Firm. Julie, good afternoon to you.
Thank you. How are you?
Now, we have seen some kind of high profile international cases where this kind of thing has happened. In Ireland, is there do companies have actual regulations about this?
The short answer to that is no. So what we see a lot internationally is global companies, of which there are a lot in Ireland, where they have specific policies such as a non-fraternisation policy. So they're either non-frat or anti-frat, and that's some of the concepts that your listeners may hear. And what those policies do say, some of them will say you are simply not allowed to go out with anyone in your workplace. So it's a matter of fact, not allowed prohibition. The one below that would be a more restricted ability to go out with a work colleague. So it might say, if you're going out with someone in work, you have to do the following. And it might be let HR know, let your line manager know. And then a number of steps will come into place, such as you and your partner shouldn't be in the same reporting line within a group structure. One of you shouldn't sign off on each other's bonuses or pay increases. And the aim for the employer and the two employees is to try and ensure that there's no sense of bias between them and other employees that are also working in the same teams.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, if it's somebody in a different department, then that mightn't necessarily be an issue.
It may not be an issue, and normally it would be fine in those circumstances. So it's more, what does the policy say? And the other thing we have to remember in Ireland is that employees and people in general have a constitutional right to privacy.
Yeah.
So under our constitution, we are allowed our private lives, and the employer shouldn't really encroach into those areas. All aspects of employment law are a balance. So your listeners will often hear me talk about a balance between the requirements of the business, the requirements of the company, and the rights of the employee. So how do you balance the company's interest in ensuring a safe place of work for all employees, non-bias, good procurement, good decision-making versus an employee's right to have a relationship? And I don't think companies should go too far. Like, lots of your listeners will have met their husbands and wives or partners at work. So it's after our home life, and then school and university is probably the place where people will meet their spouse. But it's trying to find that balance between the two.
Yeah. But if a company operating in Ireland has a rule saying if you start to go out with somebody in the same company, you have to tell us. Strictly speaking, is that legal?
It is, yes. So companies can have lots of rules and policies and points in their contract of employment which employees are obliged to follow through with. So there's a difference between whether or not something is legal and whether or not something could be whether or not someone could be dismissed over it. So I think that's probably the question that a lot of people are concerned about. If I was going out with someone in work, and if the company did have a policy and either I didn't tell them or they found out, could I be dismissed as a result? The short answer to that is it would be much harder. So again, in Ireland, any dismissal by an employer is deemed to be unfair, that's what the law says, unless it's for one of a few grounds. And there are things like conduct, capability, performance. So the typical conduct would be if someone punched someone else in the face. I don't think it's misconduct to go out with a work colleague. But does it bring the company into disrepute if poor decisions are being made as a result? Possibly. So it's all those broader ramifications that people have to consider if they were to enter into a very serious relationship in a big company, and whether or not they wanted to tell their employer.
Yeah. Are there rules? Do companies have rules about what they define as going out with somebody? I mean, do couples sit down and go, well, we've met each other's parents, we better tell HR now.
2 days in, yeah. I don't know at what point they deem a relationship to be in place, but in my scenario, when companies often come to me and my colleagues and Evershed's in employment law, it's when the relationship has gone bad. So that's often when problems arise. So it's not necessarily at the outset when they're meeting the parents or day two or three. It's when things have fallen negatively and we now have two employees in our workplace, whether the company knew or not, but who are not getting on. And now all of a sudden, all the awful things that happen in every breakup are happening in a work environment. And it's really difficult for a company because the breakup is not a work-related breakup, but it's happening in the workforce. So I've had scenarios where an employee was alleging that the other employee was constantly aggressively typing and staring at her. So sitting aggressively typing, staring across the office at her all the time. Or another employee was sending way too many work-related Teams messages to the other person. So they're not speaking privately. And then all of a sudden, the other employee is bombarding them with work-related Teams messages, but they may not need to be answered. So all of these scenarios are in a workplace where it's very hard for an employer and a HR team to navigate the consequences of a relationship breaking down.
Yeah, because those things are very subtle. It's very hard to say you're acting inappropriately.
So at what point does it become harassment or sexual harassment, and then it's dealt with under the dignity at work policy? But you're exactly right. They're very subtle. Like if they were more overt, or if, and again, there's lots of examples of employees following each other in work car parks and much more overt things.
Oh,
but
gosh.
It's generally the under the radar problems that are coming out of a relationship which end up with the business.
No, because I assume if a couple who've broken up and then have a screaming row in the middle of the office, then they're both in trouble then.
Yeah, again, we're always analysing what is misconduct. So is it misconduct to have a once-off bleeding row in the office? It's probably not. It might be a verbal warning. It could be a first written warning under a policy. There could be a very stern talk from HR. That could be the point when, as you said earlier, that they no longer work in the same department anymore. Maybe somebody looks at the office arrangement, but then there's always a piece that arises. Well, I'm not moving. They have to move. So do you move two different employees in order to have them both sitting in separate areas? You often do. So it's how you can, as a company, as an employer, continue to be very objective, continue to be high level, and think about how you can deal with the ramifications of a workplace relationship breakdown.
Ooh. Somebody's texting in to say, I went through it last year. People took sides. He has since left, thankfully, but it was one of the worst things I had to go through. Have you ever experienced that? An office actually splits up?
Yeah, and it's very, very tricky. And it's no different than a breakup and friends taking sides. If both people work in an office, which is often the way, they have a big group of friends, you walk to the same coffee shop every day. We all have routines. And then all of a sudden, if one of the parties isn't included in the group anymore, does everyone still go to the coffee shop? Are they excluded? Now I'm worried about workplace bullying. Will that person be concerned that they're not invited to the tea rooms when everyone else is there? You can see why big corporates have anti-frat policies, because when you think about the ramifications, it's wonderful if they get married and everyone is there at the wedding or at the baby shower or whatever happens. It's just not so good when it doesn't work out.
Yeah. Jerry, thanks a million for coming into us today. That was Junie Galbraith there, Head of Employment at Evershed Sutherland Law Firm.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.